Welcome in to another edition of MCM Radio. I am Jim Morris at JMorrisMCM, MuseumMiracles.com, at TitansMCM, out here creating content for those that think that I can't do it. So talking to you, Tech, if you saw that, you know. If you don't, no big deal. All right, so today is Wednesday, November the 16th. The Titans held another basically simulated practice yesterday. If you missed Mike Vrabel's media availability yesterday, it was pretty funny. They asked him about Amani Hooker being full in the simulated walkthrough, and he made a joke about how, yeah, he did great and all that stuff. So, but I mean, all that to say, it kind of gives you an idea of what is going on this week as far as like how they're listening to these guys with practice status and that kind of stuff. So anyway, just a couple things to note. We talked a little bit yesterday about the ones that we were concerned about. Randy Bullock at the top of the list. Not the top of the list, but Randy Bullock at the top of the injury report list. He was listed as did not practice again yesterday. They signed a kicker, Josh Lambeau, to the practice squad yesterday. So I would assume that we will see him kicking on Thursday Night Football. It just seems like with the calf injury that popped up in warmups, the fact that he's still, you know, listed as limited, not able to practice, or listed as not able to practice, not limited, I would assume that Randy Bullock is not going to kick for the Titans, that we will see Josh Lambeau on Thursday night. But we'll have to keep an eye on that and see how it goes. Bud Dupree still listed as not practicing. Caleb Farley, they officially put him on IR. I would imagine his season is over. He has a disc injury, so we'll have to see if he comes back from that. Jeffrey Simmons was listed as a limited participant after being listed as did not practice on Monday. He said he feels better than he did early last week, so hopefully he will be able to go in this one. Christian Fulton was upgraded from limited to full again in the simulation, so seems like he's trending towards playing, which is a very good thing. Roger McCreary still limited both days with a calf injury. Elijah Molden was upgraded from limited to full with a groin injury, and it seems like he had, that's the injury that had sidelined him for the whole year until last week. Seems like maybe a scar tissue issue that he had there, and just kind of one of those things that pops loose, for lack of a better term. And after that, he felt good, and so he was ready to come back. So that's a good thing for him, obviously. Ben Jones still out with the concussion. The people that had talked to him said that he seemed like he was feeling good. Again, just the issue there is short week, short time to clear the concussion protocol. So that's going to be the thing that works against him this week, is just the time frame. So we'll have to see if he's able to do anything. Amani Hooker, they moved him from full participant to limited participant. Again, simulated walkthrough, so not really a lot to take away from that. We'll just have to kind of see what they list him as. So they'll get, again, it'll be a walkthrough type deal again today, because they will they'll travel today. So but we will get, you know, injury designations today as far as like out, questionable, that kind of stuff. So we'll see all these guys, we'll see what they, how they're listed when that comes about. So like I said, the only other thing from yesterday was the fact that they did go ahead and place lost train of thought, Caleb Farley on IR. So he has to miss at least the next four games. I think that he will be out for probably the rest of the year. They brought back Greg Maben. They brought in Andre Smith and Devontae Harris onto the practice squad. They also signed Larrell Murchison to a contract extension. So he will now be on the 53-man roster. They also promoted Joe Schobert to the 53-man roster. So they had a little bit of wiggle room there. That now they're back to full at 53 with Caleb Farley on IR. We'll see who they designate as the practice squad guys to come up for this game. Again, assuming one of them will be Josh Lambeau, because I think we're going to see him kick in Lambeau Field, spelled differently. But it's fine. Like, I think they're actually probably going to be a little bit more healthy in this game than they were last week, because I think Fulton is trending towards playing. I think Imani Hooker might be trending towards playing. Ryan Tannehill seemed to, he said he was sore, but I mean, it seemed to come out of the game on Sunday okay. You know, Treylon Burks got a game under his belt. So, I mean, there's a lot of good things that happened there. And while they lost some guys during the game, Elijah Molden being one of them, it sounds like he's going to be okay. And so maybe, now again, McCreary has the calf injury. We'll have to see what he does. But maybe they will have their secondary that they hope to have as their starters on the field in this game for the first time all year, being McCreary, Fulton, Molden, Hooker, and Byer. That is the group that they thought they would be able to run out there, and that group has not all played together yet this year because, you know, Molden had missed every game until last week, and then Imani Hooker was out. So hopefully they can get that entire group back, facing Aaron Rodgers, who has struggled. I mean, this Packers team has been bad on offense, like really, really bad, like worse than the Titans as far as points per game. But he's still Aaron Rodgers. He found something last week. So, I mean, we'll see. Again, hopefully you're kind of getting them. This is a little bit how we talked about with Russell Wilson last week. Hoping you're still getting them before they figure it out, right? Because you think that ability still has to be in there somewhere. But, it has not gone well for the Packers offense so far this season. And their run defense is bad, too. So this looks to be a game where, you know, like, I mean, like every game, the Titans hope to be. But, you know, you feed Derrick Henry, run clock, control the ball, all those other things. I mean, no, you still got to score points. Like we said before, ball control doesn't really mean anything if you're not putting points on the board. But this looks to be a game where the Titans will try to do that and, you know, keep Aaron Rodgers on the sideline. All right, that'll do it for today. We will be back tomorrow with updates on injury statuses and all that stuff heading into the game. We'll get, like I said, injury designations as far as, you know, what guys are going to be able to do. Vrabel will, I'm assuming today, will declare a couple people out. He has been doing that the last few weeks, so we'll see what we get there. But again, I think they may be a little bit healthier this week than they were last week. And if you can get through this game on Thursday night healthy, then you get the extra time off, kind of the mini bye, that you will give everybody else a little bit more time to heal up, the guys that have been out. So hopefully everything is turning in the right direction there. So anyway, museummiracles.com. We'll have all the updates and all of that stuff. Have a preview, 5 questions with Acme Packing Company, which is the Packers SB Nation blog. So check them out. Check that out there. Again, @JMorrisMCM, @TitansMCM. Thanks so much for listening.
We will talk to you again tomorrow.